This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Midday show. And as promised, we are speaking with Ms. Nontantla Mhlongo. Mhlambe ngithi uMiss nje kanti uDoctor. Who knows? But thank you so much for joining us on MUT Radio.
Thank you for having me, Sanbonani.
Yebo. Maybe just briefly before we continue, just to tell us about just to let us know you more, basically. We could see masikhuluma ngosi Nontantla, sikhuluma ngobani.
All right, see, ngiyabonga lelo thuba. As you've already stated, mina nguNontantla, ngiswa kwaMashu, but I am an MUT alumni. I graduated last year for my BHSC in Medical Laboratory Sciences, and I am currently based at Lancet, where I'm working. I'm just here today on behalf of Ms. Timban.
Okay, and today, what are we speaking about? Because Nyazguti, Ms. Timbane, and the whole department at North Campus Environmental Health, they always send Abantu to speak about a lot of things that affect us, especially into Zempilo. So take us through. Sikhuluma ngani namhlanje, Ms.?
So namhlanje sizobe sikhuluma nge hypertension. Hypertension sina sijwayele ukuyazi as BP. High blood pressure or high njengoba ichazwa abantu abadala. So yona topic is ngizobe ngiyichaza kabanzi. This is a topic that is close to my heart. I am not an expert per se, but I do have some experience with it. So it's easy to just share some experience with that.
Yes. Okay. So hypertension. Yeah, take us through. Kusuke kwenzakalani umuntu noma iqala kanjani? What causes it? You know, all those things.
Okay, see. So before seeing a nguyona e high blood pressure, let's just first understand the normal functions of the heart. So our heart is a muscle that pumps blood throughout our entire body. And the blood that's pumped is to provide oxygen and nutrients to the rest of our body. And this is a lot because it is from the time that the heart matures to do its function to the time that it ceases to do so. And this is for an organ that is just as small as the clench of your fist. So with that in
mind. Is it that small?
Just that small. Now imagine at least.
Wow. I thought it was much bigger. Okay.
Just the size of your fist. So you can imagine that unlike the other parts of our muscles that get to relax, the heart is constantly pumping even when we are asleep. But in order to do this, it needs to be regulated. Blood pressure is how forcefully the blood is pumped against our arteries. Our arteries imthambo nje le ehambisa igazi emzimbeni. And that the blood pressure is just a measure of that. Just as a conversation's sake, I'm sure you've had your blood pressure done, right?
Yes, yeah. But they said it was okay. I didn't know how good it okay in Jani, but they said it was fine. All so right. You have done a few procedures.
Yes, that's exactly where they use that pump to measure the blood. You would have noticed that it has two readings. We leo blood reading. Yeah, the first reading is called your systolic pressure. This measures when the heart constricts to push the blood. So that is your systolic pressure. Ukulandela lokho kuba i-diastolic pressure. That's when the heart relaxes, kungene igazi phakathi buyisele before the next pump. So leo measurements oyibonayo kwi reading yakho, it is your systolic versus your diastolic. In order for you to be considered to be healthy, kufanele ibe less than 120 is systolic pressure. That's how much it constricts. And in order for the diastolic pressure to be considered normal, it needs to be less than 80.
Okay.
But it does change throughout the day depending on the activities AC wins out. And this is where the high blood pressure comes into effect. So when your blood pressure is consistently above these readings, then it is considered to be abnormal. Now, what makes high blood pressure to be so dangerous is that it is also known as a silent killer, along with high cholesterol as well as cancer, because there are no symptoms that are visible until you are in the more chronic stage or the more elevated stage where it's dangerous and harder to affect. As a matter of fact, according to the South African Heart and Strokes Foundation, in every place, almost 1 in 3 people are diagnosed with high blood pressure, and almost 50 of those people are aware of that.
Okay, in every place, one to three people.
One in
which
three.
Which means, Jobasi La in studio, there might be. Okay.
Ngenza tsikoda phakathi kwethu o senja. Yes. And the other concern about it is that there is no exact known cause of it, but there are factors that can contribute to a person having high blood pressure. Mm. These include smoking, being overweight or obesity, lack of physical activity, ukudla okunosawoti omningi, too much alcohol consumption, which is more than 1 to 2 drinks a day, stress, the older age, genetics, family history, mabo konokaya ikakhulukazi abazali ababanayo blood pressure now ba emathumeni amakhulu banayo isifo sezinto lesizaziwa nge chronic kidney disease as well as sleep apnea. Sleep apnea is just a condition where it's a sleep disorder when you're sleeping your breathing stops and starts consistently lokuthini esikuzwa njengokhonqa. That's sleep apnea. So according to
like
those,
how you put it, I don't know. I'm sleep
apnea.
Yeah, yes. That's how I'm putting it from now onwards. Yeah,
but it's still a very risky. You can't just
okay. No, it's fine.
Yes. So if kukuthi unakho okungalapho kubalekile ukuthi at least once a year uhambe uyoyibheka for your blood pressure. And if we are told emtholampilo noma emuphi isikhathi esiningi bayayibheka vele iBP ngoba bayayazi ukuthi iyingozi kangakanani. Unganqabi bakithi mabe unesicelo sokudokotela zingane.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yes. So with that in mind though, there are other ways in which you can control or lower your high blood pressure. Esingakwenza nje thina ngaphandle kweintervention yodokotela ukuthi sibantu bezame ukunciphisa ukubhema noma beyeke. Ukunciphisa i-stress, ukulala ngokwanele, being physically active, and reducing foods that have salts in them. Yes, but it's always advised ukuthi if ukuthi uyasola noma uyazazi ukuthi unayo high blood pressure to always follow your healthcare consultations advice as always requested.
Maybe as someone ongaka diagnosed with hypertension leyo, or who's still considered as healthy, what can I do to actually to a prevention is better than cure?
Yes.
Ngayenza ukuthi ngaze ngifikelele to that point. Let's say I know ukuthi I have a family history ukuthi uma wami mhlawumbe ugogo wayenayo high blood pressure. What can I do ke mina as a way to for ukuthi mhlawumbe ngizi prevent ukuthi ngize ngidiagnose with the hypertension?
It's doing all the things that I just previously mentioned above. They are the not so fun stuff, but they are important. Njengawe nje ungakwazi ukuthi uqale kuseni instead of parking closer noma uthathe short distance walk stairs. A healthy physical lifestyle doesn't just mean going to the gym at all times. Taking longer distances when you're walking, drinking more water, having more home cooked meals. Ngiyazi ukuthi amnandi ama takeaways, but they are also a source of not only which add up over time to having this konezinyizinto which I feel are beyond our control. Ukuthi sinciphise zona mabe usubona ukuthi okay you are having a good time over the weekend. Buyu rehydrate phela noma uwehlisa she bodlala ukugcina ekhothini ungabisaqeda phela yonke.
Exactly.
It's the small things that can make a difference in the long run.
No, thank you so much, man. There is so profound. Did we leave anything else out?
Okunye nje ebengingakusho ukuthi since this month is traditional medicine month, there are also plants which are recommended angakwazi ukuthi asisize ngokunciphisa i-high blood pressure. Lezi, they are quoted to be ginger no galika, pomegranate, itiye, the humble tea that we often overlook for the caffeine kick. Inalo futhi liyasiza, utamatisi, isithombo, also known as radish, basil, and I'm sure futhi ukuthi ziningi ekhona ngaphandle kwalokhu futhi nesingawazi kuyithola ngalapha, but unfortunately for now they are not recorded. Lezi zinama antioxidants amaningi kanye nama anti-inflammatories And these properties are the ones that assist in easing the relief on our arteries and help us to keep our blood pressure normalized.
Wow. No, man, thank you so much. Really appreciate the knowledge, man. Hey, Guning. I don't know. There's a lot. You know, mafuna impilo and like you need to njoba to shuguti uzgweme yintene iningi esifana junk food and all those things. But yeah, hopefully, on Ndlebuzwile, we really appreciate isikhathi sakho. Maybe your last words to umlalelo lalele regarding anything that has to do with the hypertension.
It just goes back to say, Yogoti, because it is a silent killer, don't take your health for granted. Ziningi izinto, which we that goes on in our body that we are not aware of. We only have this one life, so let's take best care of it as we know how to. And to do take our wellness screens once a year.
Once a year, I was going to that. How often should we check or take just to check our bodies if we're still doing fine? Mm. So you say once a year at least.
That's what's recommended. Mm. Unless we go to mhlambe khona ama physicians asekutholi la kudinga ukuthi aqapheka abanzi. But for a normal individual, it is recommended once a year. Njengoba dushilo, prevention is better than cure. Mm. So the quicker they're able to find it, the quicker they're able to act on it. And
wow. No, thank you so much. We really appreciate your time, Ms. Ntandla, and for joining us on MUT Radio. Thank you so much to Omes Tembane as well as the coordinator of this session. That's my student, Umpatega. No, thank you so much. Really appreciate this card today.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.